Good morning, everyone. You're listening to Husky Nation News right here on WHUS Stores 91.7 FM. This broadcast is in collaboration with UConn's newspaper, The Daily Campus, and UConn's student-run television station, UCTV. Husky Nation News is a broadcast that informs the public about recent news and events within the UConn area. It will include original reports from the WHUS news staff, The Daily Campus, and news packages from UCTV. In the second half of this show, I will sit down with UConn administrators, students, or faculty to discuss relevant topics that arise throughout the coming weeks. On weeks there is not an interview, a podcast episode from one of the Talk Task Force members will be included instead. I'm your host, Katie Service, and this is a recap of all of the news from the University of Connecticut from this past week. Following last week's Election Day episode, a new president has been elected to take office in January of 2025. Republican Party nominee Donald Trump will become the 47th president of the United States. Trump's election has charted history on multiple accounts. He is the oldest elected president, as he is now 78 years old. He is the second president to have won a second presidential term non-consecutively, following after former President Grover Cleveland. He is the first president to have been convicted of felony crimes and is the only candidate that has faced two impeachment proceedings while in office that ultimately led to him being acquitted by the Senate on all counts. Democratic nominee Kamala Harris presented her concession speech the following day, November 6th, where she discussed her commitment to continue to fight for the American people, specifically mentioning her loyalty to the Constitution and to enforcing fairness and opportunity. Quote, "I am so proud of the race we ran and the way we ran it," Harris said. "Over the 107 days of this campaign, we have been intentional about building community and building coalitions, bringing people together from every walk of life and background, united by love of country with enthusiasm and joy in our fight for America's future," end quote. Connecticut residents can expect to see local legislators working to amend the state's constitution regarding eligibility for no-excuse absentee balloting. This is in response to the ballot question that was featured on Connecticut's ballot last week. In Connecticut, voters must meet strict criteria to be eligible for absentee ballots. This criteria includes absence from one's usual polling place, sickness or physical disability, or if religious beliefs prevent one from engaging in secular activities on voting day. According to Chelsea Infinity Gonzalez, policy director for the Connecticut chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union, quote, "This election cycle, we have worked with voting rights advocates and our community partners to pass this referendum, expanding voting rights and voting access for all people in Connecticut. During this legislative session next year, the ACLU of Connecticut will work with lawmakers and these same partners and advocates to create robust and detailed policies for implementation," end quote. There were also a handful of historical firsts within the Senate this year. Delaware State Senator Sarah McBride has become the first openly transgender member of Congress. U.S. Senator-elect Lisa Blunt Rochester has been welcomed as the state's first African-American woman U.S. Senator in Delaware as well. New Jersey Senator-elect Andy Kim became the first Korean-American elected into the Senate, and Angela Also Brooks became the first Black woman elected to the Senate from the state of Maryland. The Grand Old Party gained 6 seats in the Senate and 3 seats in the House of Representatives as of November 7th. The Republicans have the majority in the Senate. However, a majority is still yet to be determined, according to the Associated Press on October 7th. On November 8th, the Gladstein Family Human Rights Institute hosted an important talk by Dr. Allison Petroziello, an expert in global migration and inequality from Toronto Metropolitan University. Dr. Petroziello is working on an upcoming book titled Birth Registration as Bordering Practice, which explores how the act of registering a child's birth is not just a bureaucratic process, but is a critical issue of human rights, according to reports by the Daily Campus's Carla Perez. Dr. Petroziello's research reveals a shocking reality. Millions of children around the world who do not have birth certificates. In fact, an estimated 237 million children under the age of 5 globally are not registered at birth. This lack of registration, Dr. Petroziello argues, violates a child's basic human right to an identity and a name. In her research, she outlines 5 types of bordering practices, and her research challenges us to rethink birth registration as more than just an administrative task. A bomb threat occurred at the University of Connecticut's Waterbury campus this past Sunday, November 3rd, according to reports by the Daily Campus's Liliana French. Thankfully, the threat was found to not be credible, and the situation was resolved quickly without any major impact. At around 10:55 a.m., students received an alert from UConn's emergency notification system informing them of an ongoing investigation at the Waterbury campus. The message advised everyone to avoid the area and stay alert, and they were directed to a specific UConn website for further updates. According to university officials, a bomb threat was received by the Waterbury Police Department on Sunday morning. The threat, which was made by phone, prompted an immediate response. Although the building, which is typically closed on Sundays, was searched by authorities, there were no immediate signs of danger. By 1:30 p.m., UConn issued an all-clear message assuring students that the campus was safe to resume normal activities in. University spokesperson Michael Entwright confirmed that the threat was not credible and emphasized that no operations at the university were affected, as the Waterbury campus is closed on Sundays. While this particular threat did not lead to any disruption at the university, UConn officials reminded the public that all bomb threats should be taken seriously, as they can require evacuations and coordinated responses to ensure the safety of everyone on campus. On October 1st, 2 professors from the UConn Health Center, Lakshmi Nair and Yusuf Khan, were awarded first place at the Wolf New Venture Competition for their startup Solia Biosciences. Their background work aims to provide a non-addictive alternative to opioids for pain management, a problem that has affected millions of people and contributed to the ongoing opioid epidemic. Solia was chosen as the grand prize winner of the competition, earning a $30,000 grant to help further their mission, according to reports from the Daily Campus's Gabriel Duffany. The annual competition, hosted by the UConn Business School's Connecticut Center for Entrepreneurship and Innovation, encourages UConn-based startups to present their ideas. Nair and Khan collectively bring over 30 years of experience in orthopedic medicine, which is reflected in Solia, as they aim to bypass the harmful side effects and addictive properties of opioids. The solution they are developing includes advanced local anesthetics administered through targeted injections. These anesthetics offer long-lasting pain relief, helping patients regain mobility and improve their quality of life without the risk of addiction. With the support of the Wolf Innovation Grant, Nair and Khan are now moving forward with their research and development efforts, seeking FDA approval for their treatment. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back with more Husky Nation news.
The Windham Region No Freeze Project offers various services to people experiencing homelessness. They offer a seasonal no-freeze shelter November through April, as well as a year-round walk-in hospitality center where people can shower, secure personal and hygiene supplies, access community services, complete 2-1-1 intakes, temporarily store personal items, and get help that will get them housed and back on their feet. You can help out the Windham Region No Freeze Project by making a monetary donation, volunteering, or donating certain needed items such as toiletries, hygiene, and specific household supplies. For more information on how you can help, you can call 860-450-1346 or visit windhamnofreeze.com. You're listening to WHUS Stores.
The Archives and Special Collections located at the Thomas J. Dodd Research Center is open and available to explore, engage, and expand upon the historical past. The Archives house the history of UConn as well as local, national, and international collections on literature, book arts, photography, human rights, business, and railroads, to name a few. The Archives are part of the UConn Library and open to the public Monday through Friday from 9 to 4 p.m. For more information, find us at UConn Archives on Twitter and Facebook. Those who explore the past will inspire the future. Also, we have a weekly podcast, Darshiv, on 91.7 WHUS Stores.
Welcome back. You're listening to Husky Nation News right here on 91.7 FM. Here is your weather forecast for today, Tuesday, November 12th. This morning, you can expect sunny skies with a high of about 50 degrees. There will also be strong winds throughout the day, reaching a high of about 29 miles per hour. So make sure you hold onto those hats so they don't fly away. Tonight, you can expect partly clear skies with a low of around 25 degrees, and 14 mile per hour winds will continue throughout the night, according to the National Weather Service. Stick around, we'll be right back with more Husky Nation News.
The Community Renewal Team's 40-bed shelter in East Hartford welcomes adults and their children. Dads, moms, and two-parent families will find a safe environment here, where case managers help connect families to services in their community. The shelter is open 24 hours a day for families whose children are 4 years or younger. A parent or guardian must be with their children at all times. In order to check on bed availability, you must call 211. Preference may be given to residents of East Hartford. The staff speaks English and Spanish. The shelter is located at 383 to 385 Main Street, East Hartford, Connecticut, and can be reached by phone at 860-568-0323. Do you have items to donate? You can contact East Hartford Community Shelter at the phone number, which is 860-568-0323. You're listening to WHUS Stores.
Did you know that many in our town spend over 10% of their household income to heat their home and over 30% on rent? Heating costs are predicted to increase again in 2025, and local rents are already soaring, overwhelming family budgets. Join the Windham Area Interfaith Ministries annual Walk for Warmth on Sunday, November 24th at 2:15 p.m. This event will be held at the First Congregational Church of Willimantic on Valley Street in Willimantic, Connecticut. The event will raise money for energy, rental assistance, and basic needs, and will also help people in need. The walk will be preceded by an interfaith Thanksgiving service at 1:30 p.m. Register online at waimct.org/walkforwarmth or call 860-456-7270. Let's help all our neighbors stay warm this winter with the Walk for Warmth. This message has been brought to you by WHUS Stores.
Welcome back to Husky Nation News. From this point forward, the views and opinions expressed on this WHUS News Department show are those of the hosts and guests and are not necessarily the views of the staff, management, or license of WHUS Radio or the University of Connecticut. Today, we get to listen to a brand new podcast. This is their first episode ever, and it's more of an introduction, so it'll be a pretty short one today. This podcast follows two freshmen who are still finding their way into their first semester at college, so I hope you guys enjoy it as much as I do.
Hey everyone, welcome to the first episode of Husky Happenings on WHUS Stores.
You are here with Andrew, myself.
And I'm Zosha, and we are going to be your host for this podcast.
We are both freshmen here on campus at UConn and are very excited for the future of Husky Happening.
Yeah, so this kind of all started at the beginning of the semester when the two of us, we both wanted to get involved and kind of put ourselves out there more, having this be our, you know, our freshman year. And we were thinking, like, what better way to get involved than to make a podcast to, like, connect with anyone on campus, whether it's students or even staff, just or even off-campus listeners as well.
Of course, yeah. So throughout the first month, there is definitely no doubt that we've encountered rather unexpected or, you know, complexing situations or just, I don't know, weird events that have definitely, like, confused us and left us wondering, like, WTF and wanting to know, like, why did this happen?
Yeah, there's been plenty of those. So the idea of the podcast was to share our stories that we've experienced on campus, but we also want to take a deeper dive on these, you know, rather unfamiliar processes and, you know, events, and with the help of special guests and we wanted to bring an entertaining and educated, you know, bit to students across campus and add our little own, our own kind of twist to it.
Yes, that's the idea. So when we thought of college, we expected the ordinary, you know, walking to class, going to the library, and going to the dorm. However, from the frat pledging, you know, well-known guest appearances, either wanted or not, and weird experiences, your walk to class will never be dull. We wanted to dig in on these happenings on campus and get, you know, a little more information about the events and share with all of you, our listeners.
Yes, so we were thinking about, you know, taking a dig on a wide variety of topics from, you know, the most recent popular, which was the Northern Lights, which was so popular on campus. They were so nice. I saw them myself. And also, you know, like a certain club hiatus you've been hearing a little bit about, and many other happenings that have occurred during our time at Storrs recently and honestly over the past, what, we've only been here for a month and a half,
Like 8 weeks.
And there's been so much already going on, so we have plenty to share.
Yes, so our plan here on Husky Happenings is to update all of you, the listeners, with a new episode around bi-weekly to give the inside scoop on a new happening.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to upload these episodes from each podcast to WHUS Storrs and also other platforms like Spotify and Apple Music for local national listeners. So there'll always be a way you can kind of listen.
Yes. So a certain happening you want to hear explained, you can either text me, Andrew Dolinsky, or Zosha Hasbad with our upcoming Instagram or email us with any stories.
Yeah, and we'll share those in our next episode. And also, if you're interested in being a guest or if you even want us to share your own stories that you've encountered, you can definitely email us or email talk@whus.org because we're planning on sharing a form in the future for anyone wanting to submit a story or a request to be a guest. So look out for the next episode where we're going to kind of dive into this a little bit more on Husky Happenings and explain the process of sending these stories in or moments you want to share. So we'll touch up on that next
definitely.
Episode.
This is, we want to make it as interactive as possible.
Yes.
Get guests on, I guess, hear from students and staff from all around the campus.
Include, you know, anyone that wants to be a part of this.
Yes, of course. But until then, this is Andrew.
And I'm Zosha.
And we are Husky Happenings on WHUS Storrs.
Yes. Woo.
Thank you all so much for tuning in this morning. Thank you to our news partners, the Daily Campus, UConn Student Newspaper, and UCTV, UConn Student Television Station. And a special thank you to Ethan Smith, the creator of our theme music. I'm Katie Service, and you have been listening to Husky Nation News on WHUS Storrs 91.7 FM. Catch you next week, Husky Nation.